One, welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here. As we continue on in Judges, we've gotten up to chapter 2 here, and the apostasy has started where we're going to see the children being, well, they're in trouble with the Lord, and the angel of the Lord has showed up. And then we had a little repeat of history looking at Joshua's death, but just really saying that to say, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel. So that is now where we have. So the intro is a two-part intro. All the tribes failing to kick out the Canaanites and others, and then resting. Joshua's died, and now a new generation's coming up, and it does not look well for Israel. And that's where we're going to pick up here in chapter 2, verse 11. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. They went after other gods from among the gods of the peoples who were around them, and they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They abandoned the Lord and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he gave them over to plunderers who plundered them, and he sold them into the hand of their surrounding enemies, so that they could no longer withstand their enemies. Whenever they marched out, the hand of the Lord was against them for harm, as the Lord had warned, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were in terrible distress. Well, we'll stop there. Not a great place to stop. But that is basically, if you will, three part, really two part intro to the book of Judges. And now we're going to have God sending these judges that he raises up to, in essence, rescue the children of Israel, get them back to worshiping God, and then there's peace, and then they go back to doing what's right in their own eyes, and they fall into the same traps and so on and so forth. And it's just our ability as people to quickly forget who we belong to and what we're supposed to be about. And that's in the story of Judges. So we'll jump in here next tomorrow or next week. And we also see the final intro, if you will, to the book of Judges. Is it's going to talk about who the judges are in general. And then in chapter 3, we'll start in with our first of the judges, Othniel, who will be from the tribe of Judah, and what he's going to do. But for us, I realize that there's these different things that these guys are worshiping, and there are two things that are mentioned: the Baals, Baals, and the Ashtaroth. And if you don't know what those are, you can easily look those up. But these are gods made from hands that they can't speak, they don't move, they can't hear, they can't see. They're statues, they're symbols, they look like certain things. But the reality is that we are just as guilty today in our modern culture and all of our civility of rising up idols like these. And we might say, oh, we don't have statues like that, but we do, as far as we have things that distract us from worshiping God. And God says that he's going to and fro looking for those who are worshiping him in spirit and truth. So what is distracting us from worshiping God in spirit and truth? For the people of Judges, we see that the people around them are just a distraction to him, which is why God said, I want you to go into the promised land and I'm going to help you wipe out all these people. Why? So they won't be a distraction. So you need to go in and wipe them out. You need to wipe out all their idols, tear down their statues, and we're gonna start new. We're not gonna have to destroy every city, we're not gonna destroy every vineyard or every orchard or every field, but we're going to destroy the people, and we're going to destroy their idols. And they did not do that. And so to this day, Israel lives with the consequences of that. For us, believers in Christ Jesus, how do we go about our daily life so that we're not distracted by the stuff of this world? And one of the ways we do it is by being in community where we hold one another accountable. Another way we do it is by reading God's word and being challenged. And another way we do it is by being prayer warriors. The more time we spend on our knees praying for one another, praying for the stuff that we're told to pray for, whether it's leaders, whether it's missions, whether it's those who are being persecuted, the persecuted church, praying for marriage, praying for life, these things, that tends to keep us focused on what's really, really important, the eternal, and keeps us from getting so easily distracted, the things that please our flesh and please our eyes. God bless you guys. Have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.